It's 8:30 on a Friday morning, and that was Father John Misty, Real Love, Baby, in the background. Now, as promised during the introduction to the show, I was going to introduce you to Dr. Henny Palm this morning, who is going to talk to us about the Functional Health Wellness Day, which is coming to Ballito on the 18th of May. Interesting. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to the morning show. Functional wellness. What on earth is that?
Okay, Dave. Thank you. I think the best way to describe functional health is actually to contrast it to healthcare as most people know it, that's called modern health. Now, if you look at the way health is being practiced at the moment, or medicine's being practiced, they have made tremendous progress in what we call acute conditions. Now, what is acute? Acute is something, if you get hit by a bus, you need to be treated very quickly, otherwise you die. Now, what are the other acute conditions? Heart attacks, strokes, severe burn, severe diarrhea, severe pneumonia. So modern medicine's good at treating those. However, on chronic conditions, what is a chronic condition? Well, those are conditions that don't kill you immediately. They might kill you in the long term, but they don't kill you immediately, and that is where modern medicine is failing. But what chronic conditions do, they decrease the quality of your life. Now, what are those?
And you say modern medicine's failing to treat chronic conditions.
Well, quality of your life, if let me give you an example of things that decrease the quality of your life. Things like diabetes, things like high blood pressure, depression, arthritis, chronic fatigue, severe problem.
I notice you put mental health in the same bag as physical conditions. I mean, you talk about depression in the same breath as diabetes. Are they connected?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
really?
Absolutely. The latest research, depression is being treated as an inflammation in the brain.
Wow.
Now, there's still a lot of modern medicine guys that would dispute that. The reality is that's what we're doing. We're treating so-called psychiatric diseases at this stage metabolically. What does metabolically mean? It means the chemical processes that are going on in your body. We're treating it that way. So there's a change in emphasis, but that's functional medicine.
Okay.
Now, so let me quickly take you through the, depression, arthritis, chronic fatigue, irritable bowel syndrome. Many people suffer from that. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. That has increased dramatically over the last 20 years.
Has it increased or has it just been more understood or diagnosed?
No. In practice, we see a lot of them. Yes, it is overdiagnosed. But at the same time, even if it's overdiagnosed, we're talking about a 50-fold increase in the last 30 years.
Why?
Well, that's exactly where functional medicine comes in, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. First of all, I want to just tell you what the shortcomings of the healthcare system is at the moment. And if you look at some figures, in America, in 1940, 7% of people suffered from chronic disease, the ones that I just mentioned. In 2020, 60% of people suffer from chronic disease. So that means 6 out of every 10 Americans suffer from a chronic disease. What makes it even worse, 4 out of every 10 Americans suffer from 2 or more chronic diseases. So that gives you an indication there's a failure that medicine simply is not addressing. But the good side of that is people are starting to look at alternatives. And that's where functional medicine comes in.
Okay.
Okay, so it's really the failure of modern medicine that's moving people towards functional medicine. The current medical model is that the symptom is the disease. If you have heartburn, what do they do? They prescribe something to reduce the acid or to suppress the acid in your stomach. Now, we have a different approach. We're looking for the underlying causes. Why are you having heartburn? The acid in your stomach is only a symptom. Okay, let's take something else, a little bit more complicated. Arthritis. How's arthritis treated in modern medicine? Well, one, you prescribe something to depress your immune system, because arthritis is an autoimmune disease. In other words, it's your immune system attacking your own body. You're getting something for inflammation, you're getting something for pain. But that's all treating the symptoms. We do something totally different. We're looking for the underlying causes in arthritis. And I'm going to give you an example. We look at numerous of the underlying causes. Like what? One, an overactive immune system. Now, why is your immune system overactive? You need to find out. Second one, your diet. We know diet has a direct impact on the inflammation in your body and stimulating your immune system. Genetics. Now, genetics, I'll be talking about that at the Wellness Day. It's a pretty complicated topic, but we're going to simplify it. Then, environmental exposure to toxins. We live in a toxic environment. The clothes we wear, the food we eat, the cleaning materials in our house, air pollution, electromagnetic pollution. So we're living in a toxic environment, and that often leads to an immune system that's overstimulated. Now, chronic stress. Chronic stress is a major cause of disease. Disturbance of the bacteria in your gut. We have more bacteria in our gut than cells in our body.
Wow.
So if those guys are unhappy, it's going to impact you. And it impacts, in fact, it's linked, directly linked to the development of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease.
Wow. So what you're saying effectively is that the modern world that we operate and live in is killing us.
Yeah.
I mean, this is terrible. Is no, I mean, I presume you've got some kind of, if not necessarily solution to the problem, because we're all going to die. I mean, that's a fact. But maybe you can mitigate the process to some degree.
Well, Dave, the only way in which we can maintain our health is to become very aware that we're living in these toxin world. When was the last time when you bought groceries, you actually read the label?
Well, this is the thing, because the labels, although legally they need to contain everything that's in the tin or the product packaging, but it's so small and almost impossible to read. And anyway, you don't understand what those extremely complex, almost botanical Latin type derivatives are even talking about. It's like a chemistry exam.
Okay. Now, the problem is, yes, we're getting in small poisons in a whole lot of things. There's something in medicine called toxic load. So a lot of these small little things build up to the stage where simply your body can't cope anymore. So that's toxic load. And that comes in, you know, there's an assumption that a little bit of poison isn't bad for you.
Mm.
The problem is we're getting a little bit of poisons all over. Our diet, our clothes we wear, you're wearing nylon clothes. But remember, you're an electric chemical organism. Now, that nylon clothing and whatever is causing electricity. It's interfering with the electricity in your body. Your body's full of electricity. Every nerve cell is generating electricity.
Wow, and your clothing is interfering with the natural process.
Yeah.
So that's creating a dis-ease, which is causing the symptoms that you've been talking about.
Absolutely. Okay.
Is there a solution? Because, I mean, you can't stop wearing clothes and you can't stop eating processed food, because bottom line is we did that, we wouldn't be able to survive.
Oh, you can. You can. You most certainly can. I mean, if you start focusing on eating organic, non-processed foods, there's a whole lot of that. The problem is it is dominated by the big food manufacturers. And
but if you go out for a meal, argument's sake, you're going to a restaurant, and unless you find a place that does only organic food, but I can't think of one in Belita, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have the salad, but the salad might have, you know, chemicals in it.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what's part of the problem, because a whole lot of these things, you go and eat at a restaurant, you don't know what goes in there.
Exactly.
And therefore, if you're aware of it, you can actually order what we call clean food without toxins in it, without, because the
but can you, because you order a steak now, I mean, where does the steak come from? That thing's got hormones, and you know, it's good, there it is. So you go fish, that's got worse. What else? Salad, you don't know. What else can you eat? Well,
no, absolutely. And that's what I'm saying, the only way to survive in this toxic environment is actually to be very aware. Things that we take for granted, seed oil production causes toxicity. We should not be eating seed oil. And you take that seed oil in the production, it's actually heated to extract the most oil. And that changes the molecular structure of the seed oil. Now you go and put it in a pan and you're frying it, and basically what you're doing is you're causing a whole lot of toxins to form.
Wow.
So
is this what the Wellness Day is going to be all about, identifying?
Well, it's yes. So it will focus on the environment, but there's a whole lot of other things that we do ourselves. I mean, something like stress. People think about stress, and you've heard it, stress kills. Have you heard that, Dave?
Sure.
And people actually don't take that seriously. In the last year, two of my patients were admitted to intensive care because of stress. Stress actually does kill. And it does more than that. It destroys our organs. So one of the themes that we're going to address is stress and how to manage it. Because there are ways. We never taught how to do it. You're taught to read, write, and history and whatever. Who has told us how to live a healthy life? How to control the things that cause us stress?
And is that what the 18th is all about in Belita?
Well, that's one of the themes.
Okay.
But we're looking at toxins. Okay, so let me just get back. So what functional, to come to your original question, what functional health is really about is finding the root causes of disease, not just the symptoms. Now, true health isn't a quick fix. You know, people go to the doctor and you take a pill and
yeah.
They think you're healthy. No, you're not. What's happened is the symptom disappear, but the underlying mechanism hasn't changed.
So if you've got a blood pressure problem, you're taking blood pressure tabs, they're dropping your blood pressure, but you've still got the problem.
Absolutely. Ah. But now, here's the thing. What is causing your high blood pressure? That's not addressed. It's treating the symptom. Now, in functional health, what we do is we identify what causes it, and we start helping you to change that.
But you treat the symptom at the same time?
Absolutely.
So it's both?
Well,
it's identifying, changing modality, changing lifestyle, and treating the problem at the same time.
Well, let me tell you that most of the people that we see actually go off their blood pressure medication.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Now we're talking.
If you take away the cause, why were you going to take medication? So here's the problem. The traditional medical model focuses on, it actually says the symptom is the disease. I'll give you an example. If you have a heartburn, what's going to happen? They're going to give you a tablet either to reduce the acid or to suppress the acid. We want to know what causes that acid. Why are you having that? And there's a whole lot of reason. I'm going to give you another example. Arthritis. Arthritis, you go to your healthcare professional. He's going to give you something to suppress your immune system, because it's actually your immune system attacking your body. Two, he's going to give you an anti-inflammatory, and he's going to give you something for the pain. But why did you develop arthritis in the first place?
But isn't it just sort of, I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but bottom line is, and you're a doctor, you know it's true, the medicine is a business. And you don't actually, maybe you do, but many hospitals don't particularly want you to get better too quickly, because every day you're staying in intensive care, it's ka-ching, ka-ching. Am I wrong? I mean, maybe I'm just being brutal, but and I think many health professionals are very happy that you've got a chronic condition that they can keep treating you, because every time you go in, it's a consultation, and then they can maybe even make more money. I mean, it sounds, but if I was a medical professional, I'd certainly be looking at it that way. I want patients to be ill, because if you're not ill, you're not coming to me, I'm not making money.
Well, here's the problem. How many people on chronic medication actually get healed?
No, very, very few, I would
imagine. Well, why is that, Dave?
But can you heal them?
Look, for the pharmaceutical companies, that's a good way of making money.
That's what I'm saying.
That absolutely.
Yeah.
So what you really want to do, but now here's the catch. If in functional health, I cannot see a patient for 7 minutes. In America, that's where I studied, you have to see a patient for 7 minutes, otherwise insurance doesn't pay. My consultations are typically hour and a half.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't drive a Mercedes, but I'm really dedicated to my client's health.
So, and you get results?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I can. And you'll, if you attend the Wellness Day, you will see some people who have radically turned around their life without medication. It can be done.
Wow.
Okay, so just remember one thing. In functional health, if you have no symptoms, it doesn't mean you're healthy. Because here's the nature of chronic disease. It slowly develops over time. So in the beginning, you have no symptoms. Are you diseased? Absolutely. There's a whole lot of things wrong in your body, but you haven't picked it up yet. And with functional medicine, basically what we do is we want to try and prevent that disease from becoming full-blown.
So kind of an early warning system, identifying where you possibly are headed and heading you off at the pass.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're going to have at the Wellness Day is we're going to have a laboratory there. And if guys want to be tested, it'll be right on site.
Well, you know, in the obviously we're out of time now, but so let's talk about the day itself. How does one get to attend, and what is it going to be offering?
Okay, so what we're addressing, we're addressing 10 important aspects that influences the quality of your life and, by implication, chronic disease. One, I'm going to talk a little bit more about functional health and what it entails. Nutrition. Nutrition is critically, critically important. We treat, for instance, and for the last 100 years, epilepsy has been treated by diet, a ketogenic diet. We know it works. There's a lot of research to do it. However, I rarely see patients, epileptic patients, who are on a ketogenic diet. It's simply not taught at medical school. Physical activity. Our bodies are designed to move. And if you don't move, you're going to pay the price. Stress. Stress is a major problem. And how do you deal with it? Now, there are different types of stress. We'll be addressing that. And we'll also be addressing how you need to change that. Toxins. We've already spoken about toxins. And now electromagnetic all over the clothes we wear. And then I'm also going to talk about, incidentally, we have a number of experts talking. It's not only me. So we have a couple of very highly qualified people speaking on, and there are a couple of other topics. I'll be speaking about the immune system, and because so many people are suffering from immune system, things like asthma, things like diabetes, it's autoimmune, psoriasis. So there's so many of these disease states.
Now, anyone listening to this, I would imagine it applies to just about everybody, because we're all trying to live a better life while we have the time. How do they get to book a spot on this? Is it a day kind of seminar?
Okay, yes. So on the 18th of this month, it's a Saturday from 9 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The best way to do it is to contact us via email, and it's info@wellnessnow.co.za.
That's very easy. info@wellnessnow.co.za. So it's a 9 to 2 on a Saturday, and what are you going to, where is it going to be, and what does it entail?
Okay, it's going to be held at the Boathouse in Ballito. Okay. Right on the beach, a beautiful venue. And what do we expect at the end of the day? Because really, we're doing this for a reason, and what we want to do is we want to, there's a whole lot of fake information on social media. I mean, you see it all the time. Drink this and it's going to cure anything from heartache to cancer. That's just not the way the human body works. I rarely see a patient that doesn't have at least 15 things wrong in their body that we slowly have to get into balance again. Here's the beauty about our bodies. Our bodies are designed to heal themselves, but we've got to nurture our body. When we nurture it, it will heal.
So this Saturday seminar, to call it a seminar, I suppose is accurate, is going to give you the introduction to healing yourself.
Absolutely.
With guidance, obviously.
And science-based information, so that you better understand what causes the disease, so that you can take control of your life. And that's okay. Important.
And what does it cost?
Just to cover costs, we're asking 200 Rand, and anything in excess of that, we're going to donate to a charity. And, you know, we can decide on the charity.
So it's 200 bucks. You can book a spot on the, and I presume the seating is limited, so you've got to strike now.
Yeah.
And it's info@wellnessnow.co.za.
Yes.
Interesting. And it's this would apply to almost, in fact, I think everyone will benefit from the seminar on the 18th. It's a couple of hours in your life that could change your destination, can change the way you look at the world, can change the way you experience the world for the better. My very special guest, Henny Palm. It's lovely to meet you, by the way. You practice locally? Are you one of the newcomers in town?
Yes, in fact, I've only been back in South Africa for the past 10 years. Prior to that, all over the world, and also studied in the USA. But I practice in Kloof. The guys that are going to speak practice all over the greater Durban area.
So this is your opportunity to connect with health professionals that look at things slightly differently, more holistically possibly. And I love that, because that's in terms of the first do no harm Hippocratic oath that we all supposedly adhere to. That's the true essence of it, is it not?
Absolutely. That's what we believe.
Well, I think it's going to be an absolute sell-out, and book your place if you're at all concerned about your health or the health of your loved ones. It's happening on the 18th. That's 2 weeks' time, yeah?
Yeah.
2.5 And it's a Saturday morning, going to fascinate you for a couple of hours, 200 Rand. info@wellnessnow.co.za. My special guest, Dr. Henny Palm, and his colleagues will be there in attendance. And as I say, it's going to change your life. Henny, lovely chatting to you on the morning show. We wish you continued good health.
Thank you very much, Dave.
And the morning show continues.